nonprofits? Let's raise more money. For this episode, Jason and Trevor riff on what being a good leader means and the different perspectives of having a position in leadership. Let's get right into it.
You know, I think it's an interesting conversation, you know, about leadership and what we sometimes do. Is it weak leadership? Is it poor leadership? And I think sometimes we may misunderstand about what the people that are, you know, what their agenda is, and maybe it's a lack of communication. Maybe they're, you know, there's just always different things, and I think we have to be careful about how we interpret that.
Why don't we frame it as, you know, hey, being a good leader is tough.
Well, it is. It's really hard, and sometimes people get put in a position maybe before they're ready. And sometimes they don't, you know, they really don't know all this stuff. I mean, good gosh, you know, I wound up in a position of leadership and I didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
I've made every mistake there possibly is. And, you know, but I think it's just because you have some, and let's just take the premise that they do suck. Okay. Let's just take the premise that they are weak or they're lacking in some ways.
They're a poor judge of character. They're a poor manager. Yeah.
That does not remove any responsibility from you to give the very best that you can to do what you're supposed to do. And in fact, it makes it even, you know, it's more imperative because, you know, sometimes we get in that deal. Well, gosh, you know, it's, you know, he or she's always just block stopping me from doing what I could do. And every time I take something to them, they just shoot it down and they do all that. Well, maybe it's because your idea sucks. And I say that genuinely because you and I have both, you know, being in a position where we're at, it happens. Sometimes it's just not a good idea.
Well, brother, there, a lot of things pop into mind. Let's talk about that one. Let's unpack that one first. There's a lot of hits. There's a lot of hits in our world. There's a lot of misses.
Yeah.
There is some crazy stuff that you and I have come up with. I guess I'm not big on labels, but you could obviously say that we're in a leadership position in our organization.
We signed the front of the check. If you're signing the front of the check, you're in a leadership position.
you've been in way more leadership positions than me. I've been a little bit apprehensive about leadership and managerial roles in the past. I'm a people person. I vibe on people big time. That doesn't make me a good leader. However, ideas are very few and far between execution. Or not, excuse me, they're not very few and far between. Ideas are, you know, like, are you know, fall constantly. Execution is the difference between getting them done. You and I have had so many hits and so many misses that I think part of the reason why, I guess it's like our entrepreneurial spirit or something, I forget about the misses.
Well, let's say it like this. We've had so many at bats.
There you go.
We've been to the plate a lot. Well, we've been to the plate a lot and we've struck out a lot. But here's the thing, I very seldom do you really hit a home run. Most of the times it's singles and doubles. But this is the this is the one thing that I think that we are good at, that we do, is let's say somebody does bring an idea, they bring something to us. I am so over the top with gratitude for the fact that they took a risk, that they reached out, that they put themselves out there to come
out. They feel comfortable, they have an audience. Yeah.
And that's the part, even if the idea sucks, and it does happen a lot, and I'm just telling you the way it is.
It's fine.
A lot of times somebody brings an idea, one of our team members, they come out and do it. I'm so overwhelmed the fact that they did it, that they put themselves out there to do it. That's the part I want to acknowledge and do it, even if the idea sucks.
Yep. They're engaged. I think that's the really cool part of that.
Because you don't want to stop that, because if you're a leader, and if you're in a leadership position, you need to realize that it took a lot for that person to reach out, to step out there. And just because they their ideas suck doesn't mean that all their ideas are going to suck. And they're going to come across with something that's going to be good, or maybe that works out well, and you've got to be able to take them up on that. And I think that's the difference, where maybe early in my career, I probably didn't acknowledge that enough because I was hanging on by a thread anyway. So, you know, I just didn't know any better. And so I'm all of a sudden put in this position and I thought I was smarter than what I was. And I thought I was the smartest guy in the room. And, even if you may be the smartest person in the room, you're not the only person.
Yep.
And that if your team's going to grow and thrive, you have to foster that. You have to reach out to them and ask them for that information and be able to take it. And so that's where I think from the leadership side. But from the other side, I think you can't use that. Don't let that become an excuse. I mean, I was in a position where I had leaders who were weak. I've been in that where they just weren't weak. And so what I learned to do is, I'm going to use this. I just kind of manipulated the situation. I didn't.
Yeah, you're still doing your job.
Well, yeah. I did my job the very best I could do. I would put them in a situation to succeed if I could. I did not become confrontational with them, because that doesn't, you never win in that deal, especially when somebody thinks that, because this was in the civil service. I was a firefighter.
I was going to ask you for some examples like that.
And, you know, I had an officer who just wasn't good. He sucked. I'm just going to say it like it was. You know, it wasn't that he was a bad guy, but he just was not a good leader. And so what I learned how to do is, if I was confrontational with him, you know, if I did that, well, then I could be, you know, I'm insubordinate because, you know, he's the captain. I'm the, at the time I was a corporal. So in this one situation, but what I learned to do is I just put him in a, tried to put him in a situation to succeed.
Yeah.
And if I could help him to succeed, then, you know, we could get the mission done. We could go put the fire out. We could make the rescue call. We could do whatever it was we could do. And instead of trying to trip him up. And I think that's where a lot of times people go wrong, because they don't think people are going to see it. And the fact is, it's very apparent. You know, we see that in our world where it's really apparent. There, you can't, you know, you always have this thing of the bad leader that, you know, takes the credit for all the good stuff that's happening and, you know, puts all the blame on other people. And that's kind of this, you know, the movie type stereotype. But the reality is, in real life, it's very apparent to all the people around who the weak leader is. It's very apparent.
We were going to frame this episode to be about weak leadership. It's going to be more about seeing it from both sides, and from a staff perspective, from a leadership perspective. I think big picture, it's very interesting. Something was taught to me a long time ago. You never know what the other person is going through, and how, you know, obviously if you can meet them where they're at, in your famous words, I think that's fantastic. I say that to myself just about every day. And understanding what that person has to go through, if they're a leader, for instance. Leaders, that's their job. Their job is to understand the staff roles and descriptions and whatnot, and what those people, what's expected out of those folks. Some hallmarks of good leadership that have been proven to me over the time, one thing that was told to me was that a good leader is never afraid to say the unpopular thing if it's the right thing for the organization. I think sometimes folks get really caught up in that. And they don't always like the response or what they're hearing. And, you know, another thing that's also been very, very apparent to me in my experience is that, you know, the difference between you know, we've all seen it, a busy organization and an organization that is resting on its laurels and sitting back and doesn't really have to push the puck, so to speak, and play offense. There's a big difference between how that organization looks. If you're in a, if you're driving the mission, if you're driving your organization, if you're growing your company, there's not a lot of time to him and ha about, you know, what he said, what she said, this, that, and the thing. We're all driving towards one common goal. I feel like we have that, and we fostered that at our company. I'm proud of that. But it's also another thing that popped in my mind, Jay. We've heard this from other people too. You and I listen to a lot of the same content, which stuck with me big time. I've had this conversation with some team members recently. I know you have them. When things happen, it's our fault. When things happen that aren't favorable, you know, you and I were having this conversation yesterday. It's my fault. It's your fault. It's our fault. If something, you know what I mean? If someone made a blatant mistake, you know what I mean? But if we set up a system where someone failed, that's our responsibility.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and what I mean? And that's a leader, you know, one of the best leaders I ever had. Back to the fire department. So he was a major that I he was a major I worked for. He wasn't the best firefighter. He wasn't the most aggressive, you know, rescue guy and doing all the stuff. He'd been on the fire, been on the job for a long time. But what he did is he took ultimate accountability for his crew and his station. And that's what the deal was. Now, he could chew butt with the best of them. He could give you a chewing and you knew you'd been chewed, but nobody else could do that. And Chief, didn't matter who they were. He was not, you know, it was like, there's a chain of command.
These are my guys.
And I'm going to take care of them. And I think that's one of the things that people get caught up with is taking accountability and to understand. And I'll give you another example of that. When I was a firefighter, you know, we call it riding the tailboard, sitting in the back. You know, you'd always go to this, you know, you'd go on a call at 3 o'clock in the morning, an automatic alarm. And that means that's just where the fire alarm goes off. They send the fire department out. It's like usually to large buildings, industrial, something like that. And you just automatically go out there and you go out there and you look at it, winds up being nothing, you know, there's no issue. And then you go back and get on the fire truck and go back to the station, go back to bed. But when I was on the back, there'd be those times I'd be like, it's nothing. Let's go. Let's get back to the station, get back to bed. Mm-hmm. Well, all of a sudden, whenever I became an officer and I'm sitting up front and the responsibility is mine, I was like, no, we're going to go ahead and look and check this out. Because if we leave and this thing burns to the ground, it was my fault. And you know, we got to do that. So I think it's a lot easier to be critical of leadership when you're sitting there not bearing that burden versus when you are bearing that burden. It is a lot different.
That's what I mean about not knowing what's going on in someone else's head and what they're dealing with and what they're pulling, you know, what their cross is to bear, so to speak.
Well, right? And I think too, and this is, there are exceptions to this. I mean, there are leaders there are people in leadership who are vindictive, they're mean, they're doing it. And if you've got one of those people and you can't get out of, then you need to leave and go get another organization.
Yeah. They're leading out of fear, which is never the right way to go about it.
Yeah, yeah. But they're just, it's intimidation and all that kind of stuff. And yeah. And if you're sitting in a situation like that, you know, maybe that you need to go. Yeah. It's time to go and find another organization.
Your happiness is worth more than that. That's for sure.
Well, and I've heard people, I love the cause and I just really love what we do, but my leaders, I'm like, then do something about it. You know, I don't know what to tell you, but you're just shooting yourself in the foot continuously. If you're putting yourself through that, go find somebody who's going to use your skills. But the other thing is, I think a lot of times we have this idea that we're the center of the universe. We're the sun and everybody. And what I mean by that is, we think that they're Trevor's always plotting against me. He's always sitting there just thinking about ways to make my life hard. And the reality is he isn't thinking about it at all.
Sure. Yeah.
He's not thinking about me at all.
Zero rent. Yeah. Zero real estate.
Yeah. It's not happening at all. They're not thinking about how they can make your life miserable. And they're not sitting there thinking about how they can make it harder on you.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're just trying to get the job done. And there's a lot of responsibility comes with that when you're the main person. And, you know, and for all you executive directors out there that take on these roles, whether you've got 3 people reporting to you, you know, underneath you, or 30. Or more than that, it is a lot of responsibility, and the buck stops with you. You know, you've got a boss that you report to that's a board. You know, you don't really have a profit statement that you can go and look in sales and all these other things that you can, you know, to do. And so you've got to figure out how to do what you can. And you've got this, you know, all these people pulling at you, donors. And I call it, the Stretch Armstrong syndrome, which is, nobody knows what that is anymore, but it was a toy that you'd grab the arms and legs and stretch the heck out of a little doll
all
thing.
All different directions.
And that's how they feel. And, you know, they're being pulled between donors. They're being pulled between the clients that you serve. They've got the employees have a hold of you pulling one way. And then you've got board members, committee members, all these things. And then plus anything they've got personally going on. So they're really being pulled in a lot of different directions. So, you know, beware of the, just remember the saddle of responsibility gets really burdensome sometimes.
Yeah. We get a lot of feedback, especially on our webinars, from folks going, my board, my committee, my ED, my CEO. And so, like I said, we were going to frame this around, like, are you dealing with a leader who's a curmudgeon or a lame duck or whatever? But we decided not to go that route because there's always multiple viewpoints. And, you know, there's a lot of people driving the ship, so to speak, right? There might be one person at the helm, but there's a lot of people driving the ship, and just being aware of that and being self-aware, I think, is a wonderful quality, and knowing what you're good at and understanding what you're good at and utilizing those skills and, you know, for the betterment of the organization and those that you're serving, just as a friendly reminder, of course, is never bad. As Jason mentioned previously, and I'm a huge believer in this, if you're not, you know, if you're not fulfilled, if you're feeling like you're pushing a rock up a hill, it's a heck of a lot easier pushing a rock downhill than a boulder downhill than it is uphill. So, if your happiness and whatnot and creative freedom and professional, you know, worth is being questioned and things of that nature, we highly recommend, you know, cutting bait and moving ship, you know?
Hey everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Fundraising. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.